Mission interrupted. Interference. Control calling Apollo 11. Apollo 11. We saw some visitors. They were here for a while, observing the instruments. Mission Control. Repeat your last information. Apollo 11. I say that there were other spaceships. They're lined up on the other side of the crater. Mission Control. Repeat. Repeat. Apollo 11. Let us sound this orbit, in 625 to... Automatic relay connected. My hands are shaking so badly I can't do anything. Film it? God. These damn cameras have picked up anything. What then? Mission Control. Have you picked up anything? Apollo 11. I didn't have any film at hand. Three shots of the saucers or whatever they were that were ruining the film. Mission Control. Control. Control here. Are you on your way? Is the uproar with the UFOs over? Apollo 11. They've landed there. There they are. And they are watching us. Mission Control. The mirrors. The mirrors. Have you set them up? Apollo 11. Yes. They're in the right place. But whoever made those spaceships surely can come tomorrow and remove them. Did Apollo astronauts actually catch a glimpse of the watchers? Did Armstrong really say, they're on the moon watching us? Has testimony from equally reputable members of the government, military, and scientific community, including five former U.S. presidents, verified as substantial fact that something has been seen, felt, and recorded throughout history, beginning with the first known written records, watching us, interacting with us, and coming through portals to pursue causes we may not yet understand? Nephilim Stargates, the year 2012, and the return of the Watchers is a glimpse into this past, present, and future phenomena, with an eye on what sages and scientists believe and what futurists and prophets may yet fear. Chapter 1. Pieces of Truth, Mythology. Most people at some time during their life discover striking similarities between Christianity and the world's most ancient religions. Some use this to discredit the Hebrew faith, claiming that stories from the Old Testament, especially the record of creation and the epic of Noah's flood, were borrowed from earlier Sumerian cosmology. In response, I postulated a theory called original revelation in my second book, The Gods Who Walk Among Us, to explain the parallelism with Sumerian, Hebrew, Greek, and Egyptian religion. I theorize that a perfect revelation was given from the Creator to man in the beginning. The first man was at one with God and perceived divine knowledge from the mind of God. The human was in tune with the mental processes of God and understood, therefore, what God knew about science, astronomy, cosmology, genealogy, eschatology, etc. In Hebrew and Christian tradition, after Adam fell, he was detached from the mind of God, but retained an imperfect memory of the divine revelation, including a knowledge of God's plan of redemption. Two things began to occur in the decades following this separation. Information from the original revelation became distant and distorted as it was dispersed among nations and passed from generation to generation by oral tradition, and second, evil supernaturalism seized upon the opportunity to receive worship and to turn people away from Yahweh by distorting and counterfeiting the original revelation with pagan ideas and gods. This point of view is the choice of some scholars when considering that the earliest history and archaeological records from civilizations around the world attest to what appears to be a singular and original story. In their startling book, The Discovery of Genesis, the Reverend C.H. Kang and Dr. Ethel R. Nelson confirm that prehistoric Chinese ideographic pictures, used in very ancient Chinese writing, report the story of Genesis, including the creation of the man and woman, the garden, the temptation and fall, Noah's flood, and the Tower of Babel. In his book, The Real Meaning of the Zodiac, Dr. James Kennedy claims that the ancient signs of the Zodiac